Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, just a wee trip down memory lane, if you will indulge me for a moment. This is a pretty big change for me and all of you coming up tomorrow. I'm going to be moving to the 4 to 6 drive time slot. And I wanted to just give some thanks and appreciation to everyone that I have worked with and the folks, especially who put me on air way back in the day, which was in 2018. Back in 2018, if you're new to the show, I was Corporation Counsel for Milwaukee County. And in March, I sued the opioid manufacturers and distributors for the harm that they caused to Milwaukee taxpayers by killing our friends and relatives, coworkers, family members, neighbors. That lawsuit has to date generated north of $250 million in total payouts over the next some 16 years to Milwaukee County. It's the single largest set of settlements ever recovered by a local government in Wisconsin history. It was history-making when the lawsuit was filed. And as a result, my colleague Earl Ingram, who hosted his last regular morning show program this morning, asked me to come on his radio show. And if you've been listening to me for a few minutes or a few times, you know this gal can talk. You know thyself. I like to gab. And Earl brought me on to his show, and we got along extraordinarily well, had a great discussion. We went beyond the wrongdoing, the criminality of Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family, and so many others in the opioid and pharmaceutical industry, and went into other political topics. And the dot between that moment and today has been a blur, though it counts now nearly 7 years. And so I want to say, firstly, thank you to Earl Ingram, who was the first person that ever interviewed me on the radio. And I think Earl's connection to the city of Milwaukee, his willingness to reach out to leaders and people that work in government and in advocacy organizations whose names you don't often see in the paper or ever see in the paper is extraordinary. And he continues and will continue to do that kind of work for civic media in a new role. I look forward to watching and continuing to listen to Mr. Earl Ingram. I also want to give thanks to Mike Crute, who ultimately gave me my own show on what eventually morphed into civic media. And he gave me that show back in 2018. I did that for nearly 2 years. Wasn't a lot of radio, about 2 hours a week. Seemed like a ton back then with my other full-time job, 2 hours a week. And I ended my program back then because going into the 2020 election, I thought, this might get a little dicey. And since I've got my full-time job, I'm going to focus just on that, and glad I did. I oversaw Milwaukee County's defense of multiple lawsuits related to the 2020 election, oversaw the recount, and ultimately the successful defense of the Milwaukee County Election Board's management of that recount when challenged by the Donald Trump campaign. I closed out my public service for Milwaukee County in March of 2024. And that is when I came full-time back to civic media. I had begun doing a daily 6 to 7 p.m. radio show on civic media in 2023. And it was perhaps my young childhood dream come true, careful what you wish for, to get a two-hour show every day in a daily slot here with civic media. It has been an incredible ride since then. And I just want to say thank you again to Earl, to Mike, to Dominic, who I did a lot of appearances with, who kept this new time slot going, and that I will inherit come tomorrow. But most of all, I wanted to say thank you to Sage Weil, our CEO here at Civic Media, and each and every individual that has worked with me on this program. This program is intense. I am intense. I care a lot about the topics that we cover. I hope that comes through on the air every day. And so supporting this show and making investments in this show to make it the best it can be is intense work because of how we do this. So I want to say thank you to all my colleagues and everyone that has worked to produce this program, including my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, Calvin, who's been on the board with me, Jacob, who's coming in, Jess P.S., who has given great support over time, Aaron Zommers, Sam Davidson, Luke Mathers, Corey Hartman, Chris Casper, and all of you folks at Civic Media who have worked to put me into a position where I may hope to be successful in a new time slot with each and every one of our incredible listeners. But most of all, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you listening and watching. I wouldn't be doing this if you weren't there. I hope that you find both value, cause for alarm, and every day a bit of cause for hope. We have all of these things every day. Our challenge as Americans, as friends, as neighbors, as coworkers, is to hold complicated thoughts, sometimes that are in conflict, in our head at the same time. I'll do my best every day to make the complicated more accessible, to make the politics and the policy more personal. I care about you, and you have my commitment as we continue this journey together to tell the truth the best that I know it, to stand up to bullies, and to stand together to make it better for the vast majority of us. Folks, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back tomorrow on the 4 o'clock slot. You got Matt Rothschild with fresh new content coming up next to close out the 4 to 6 p.m. slot today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.